David Lloyd Club Harrogate on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
The tennis season is almost upon us, and few can deny that watching it on the television inspires us to get out on the court during those sunny summer months. But with an array of indoor and outdoor courts, the David Lloyd Club in Harrogate is the perfect place to practice, whether you're 5 or 85. If you or your kids are looking to become the next tennis pro, it's important to start young and get as much practice in as possible. Who better then than Judy Murray to teach you, your kids and their coach how to work together to make your little ones the tennis stars of the future.
I'm Matthew Parry, I'm the rackets manager of David Lloyd Harrogate.
I'm Jane Tay, I'm in charge of the adult programme at David Lloyd in Harrogate.
Now, there has been a big refurbishment here recently, and tennis is one of the areas that you offer quite a lot in. What have you got here? What facilities-wise have you got for tennis, keen tennisers or maybe amateurs as well?
Well, we have 4 indoor tennis courts that have just been relayed. So we've got 2 indoor acrylics, 2 indoor carpet courts. Also, we have 3 brand new acrylic outdoor courts that have just been finished. So we offer tennis for all ages, from ages up to 5 up to 80 probably at the moment. And we cater for every single tennis that you could imagine across the board.
And what's going on here today, Jane? Because you've got a VIP in the David Lloyd house today. Tell me what's happening.
Well, Judy Murray's come along with her coaching team, and she's showing all the parents some fun things they can do with the children. I encourage them to get on court with the children and not just bring them along just for the coaching sessions. As coaches, we want the kids on the court more than just in the coaching sessions. That's how they're going to get better and better and want to play more, hopefully.
Why do you think it's important to get not only children involved but also parents as well?
Well, if they get the parents involved, then hopefully they'll get on the court more, they'll improve, get better, want to play more. It's a brilliant family thing to do, you know, for them to bring them down on a weekend and get on the courts with them. It's a nice thing to do.
And of course, it won't be long either before the whole country is in tennis madness, because Wimbledon will happen and everyone gets really into tennis. Do you always get a bit of a spike when it comes to that time of year?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, busiest time of the year for us. We find that you know, all the people that don't play tennis through the winter tend to come out, and all the school kids, because of Wimbledon, tend to start to play a lot more.
And we have 5 people here who have been joining in with some tennis coaching today. Would each of you like to introduce yourselves, what your name is and how old you are? Should we start here?
I'm Aya McGregor and I am 7.
I'm Rosie and I'm 6.
I'm Lily and I'm 7.
I'm Bobby and I'm 7.
I'm Harry and I'm 7.
And in your own words, describe what's been going on here today.
We've been playing around with our parents and Judy Murray.
And what have you been doing with your parents and Judy Murray?
We've been playing with beanbags and balloons and learning how to play tennis with balloons and beanbags.
And why do you think you use balloons and beanbags instead of tennis balls?
Well, for practicing to show the crowd if we need to use them.
Do you think balloons are a bit easier to get good at first? Because they're a bit bigger, aren't they, and a bit lighter?
Yeah.
And then maybe one day you'll be really good with actual tennis balls?
Yes. Yeah.
And why do you like tennis? What is it about tennis that you like so much?
It's actually learning how to do it and then getting much better at it.
We have loads of fun.
And what do you think you've learnt today? What do you think when you go home you'll say, I think I'm better at?
Tennis.
Maybe practicing on beanbags and balloons.
Are you all doing it with either your mums or dads today?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Who do we think is better, you or your mums and dads?
Me.
You?
Me.
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 Oh, okay. Well, your parents have got a lot of catching up to do. All of you, thank you very much, and you can go back and enjoy the rest of your tennis.
Thank you.
So I am here with the absolute legend that is Judy Murray. Hello, Judy.
Hello.
Tell us in your own words what's been happening today at David Lloyd. What have you been doing with this group of children?
Well, we're at this wonderful, very new, I think, David Lloyd Club in Harrogate. It's absolutely gorgeous. And we have been running a big parent and child session as part of a coach workshop for the David Lloyd Club coaches from the area around Harrogate. So I think they've come from as far as Newcastle, Manchester, Sheffield. And basically the idea behind the parent and child session is that obviously David Lloyd clubs are very family focused, so it was all about bringing lots of parents and kids together and showing the parents ideas of how they can help their kids to develop the skills that you need for tennis. So the kids were aged between about 5 and 9. So it was really for the parents, but it was also for the coaches to give them ideas of how they could run sessions like this within their clubs.
And how were the kids and the parents today? Were they well behaved?
They were extremely well behaved. They were really actually very, very good. So, you know, I said to one of them, we'll see you all at Wimbledon in 15 years' time.
Absolutely. And of course, you know a thing or two about raising tennis superstars. And do you think you see any superstars in the making here?
Well, the thing is that you never know. I always say there's talent everywhere, but not all talent is spotted or given the opportunity to develop. And I think in these type of clubs where you've got so many different sports, but you have indoor and outdoor tennis courts, you have the possibility to play all year round. So with the right opportunity, really anything can happen. So you never know.
And one last piece of advice, perhaps for somebody who is listening, who is either a parent or a child, and they think they would like to get better at tennis. I know that once Wimbledon time hits, everyone is absolutely mad into tennis. What would your advice be for those people?
I think if they want to try the sport, is to find obviously somewhere where they can play and somebody to play with. But my best tip when you're starting out, if you don't have anybody to teach you, is to hit the ball up, because there's more space above the net than there is below it.
Oh, yeah, very good point. Judy,
simple.
Judy
genius.
We've got it. Heard it here first. Thank you very much, Judy.
You're welcome.
David Lloyd Club Harrogate on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.